This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A week and a half ago, the new president of France, Emmanuel Macron, looked into a camera and made a plea for U.S. climate scientists to move to France, where he said they would be welcome.
We want innovative people. We want people working on climate change, energy, renewables, and new technologies.
With that in mind, we turn back to the Trump budget today. Expected, the Environmental Protection Agency is slated for 30% budget reduction. That's going to mean staff cuts if Congress goes along with this. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The California Public Utilities Commission regulates power in the state. That means helping to meet its ambitious climate change goals. Michael Picker is the commission's president, and he has 250 open jobs to fill. So on a recent trip to D.C., he added recruiting to his agenda.
I figured, well, you know, budget cuts coming at EPA, these are really good, high-level skilled people. Maybe some of them would be interested in continuing to do their work on climate change in California.
His is just one of several state offices in need of more staff. So he packed 2,000 flyers advertising California agencies as great places to work. He made signs that said, "Fight climate change. Work for California."
And I just went out to metro stops close to the Department of Energy on the first day and then EPA on the next day, because those are the agencies that probably had the most skill sets that would be relevant to the work that we do at the three agencies who are joining with me.
He says strangers even stepped in to help hand out flyers. And it worked.
Since then, we've had 500 inquiries.
John O'Grady is with a union for federal workers that represents EPA employees.
Morale is so low, you need a ladder to get out of the gutter.
O'Grady says the union hasn't seen an uptick in people leaving the EPA, but fears of budget cuts and uncertainty about the agency's mission run high.
A lot of them are waiting for the hammer to fall. A lot of them just can't believe that we're in this situation right now, where we have an administrator that denies climate science.
Many staffers are weighing their options, says Ellen Weinrib. She's a headhunter for corporate sustainability. She's getting a lot of EPA resumes.
I've had about four times more than what I normally would have coming in.
Her advice for environmental federal workers looking for a change?
Get out of Washington.
Other places will have more options. In California, Michael Picker says his agency has already made offers to 10 D.C. employees. Four have accepted. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.